Just about 6 minutes past 2 o'clock, and I'm pleased to welcome back to the Excursions Airwaves. The gentleman goes by the name Wolf Cryer. He's not Wolf Cryer, I should say, and he's not alone. He brings his friend Eric Barnett. They're both going to play for us in a moment, but they'll be on stage this Thursday evening at the Old Yellow Cab Building in the heart of downtown Dayton, just there off the Oregon District. It is a biweekly event featuring local singing-songwriters. A big thanks to Tim McKenzie for heading that up for a while now. But they're just a slice of things to come. And on that note, welcome very much, gentlemen. Hello, Wolf Cryer. Hello, Eric Barnett. Do you not hear us at all? I bet this will help you hear me completely. Yeah. See, we got heads nodding. Right, I say to you, welcome. Thanks so much for coming up today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And if you like, go right ahead and play us a song.
Sure. Certainly.
Bring out your dead, blue state gone red. We yearned for change, but got buried instead. In the name of justice, in the name of truth, now there's a hole in our soul where all our true colors run through. I got a fear in my heart we won't get there, and I'm losing faith by the hour. Voices are silenced for speaking truth to power. Don't bet your hand on small men tall towers. Pure hearts flew the coop in anonymous rage, and the sounds of that anger echoed in rust belt cages. Caressing the trigger, an arm to the teeth, besieged by our enemies, cold steel brings sweet relief. And I got a fear in my heart we won't get there, and I'm losing faith by the hour. Voices are silenced for speaking truth to power. Your hand on small men and tall towers. False flags and alternative facts. Dogma's division will cut to the bone. to the blood of the lambs on our hands, and that blood is our own.
It's Wolf Cryer, also known as Matt Bauman, and Eric Burnett helped him out on guitar. Matt, what's that tune called?
That song is called Tall Towers.
Tall Towers.
Tall Towers.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a certain political, I think, bent.
It does, and you know what? I'm glad of it. I've been lamenting. Had the opportunity to interview, of all people, Joan Baez some years ago, maybe even 10 by now. And I was lamenting the lack of any social commentary or sort of protest songs. It's all love songs or
yeah,
what's the greatest thing to eat or whatever. And I miss that. I like a good song that asks me to take a look at my society, at my community, at my government. And I like that.
Well, Eric and I, Eric actually started that song. I think I contributed minimally to it, but he
I like
started
that. You
it.
Started it.
He started
it.
He the
started
song.
It.
Yes. And then, cause he and I share, particular views and I think it came out, pretty vividly in that song.
It's good. Succinct. Brevity is the, I mean, well put. Nicely chosen words.
Thank
very,
you.
Very
Thank
good,
you.
Good. So, Eric Barnett, you're from Galleon, Ohio. So how do you, Eric Barnett from Galleon, meet up with Wolf Cryer, also known as Matt from Cincinnati, Ohio? How did you guys connect?
Well, Matt and I actually met when we were in college together in Bowling Green. And I was a trumpet major and he was a saxophone major.
And really, I remember that. That's
neither
right.
of us were singer-songwriters, and we kind of both went on this route at the same time, and that friendship and even being this distance away, we kind of had a really good bond doing that.
You guys are two of a slice of greats that will be on stage this Thursday evening. It's the Songwriters Showcase. It's a biweekly event down at the Yellow Cab there on 4th Street, just off of the lovely Oregon District there. Colleen Badenhop, she's a friend of the show, as is Sharon Lane, Kylene Downs, Cisco Red, I don't know, look forward to that, Joe Roland Porter, and also Golden Guys, Last Stand.
Yeah.
He's a hoot and a holler without question. So it should be just a fabulously good time. You have three online singles going. You've got a Kickstarter campaign going on. Tell me a little bit about this online presence.
Go ahead, I have three singles. Eric recorded them, but I put them out, and all the proceeds go to various charities and I think close to my heart. So Tall Towers goes to the ACLU. 100% proceeds that we've raised over $150 for them so far from that song.
Right on.
And then I have another song called Facing Down the American Dream, which goes to Cincinnati organization called the DCCH Center for Children and Families. I've raised a little over $50, not as well as the first, but it's a local charity. It takes care of women and children and has particularly a foster program you can adopt and that sort of thing.
Oh, nice.
And then the last single is Unbroken Change, which is a very old song of mine, relatively speaking, one of the first songs I wrote. And that goes to Amnesty International, 100% of the proceeds. So I put those out kind of to I wanted to be sort of a man of action. I'm very my friends will tell you, I speak I'm very quick to speak, but I wanted to act as well. And I think that was a way to do it, you know.
Yeah, sometimes I feel that way, that it's not quite enough to, like, because I read a lot, you know, not quite enough to be informed, but to actually do an act, to commit something with your muscles, with your effort, your actual doing is, you know, quite a ripple indeed. So where can we look to find these singles online? And
it's on my Bandcamp page, so wolfcryer.bandcamp.com or my Wolf Cryer page, wolfcryer.com, will link you up with them as well. And so any amount, you can give anything up from a dollar up, whatever you feel. Any little bit helps, as they say.
So you get a good song and do a little bit of good.
Exactly.
All in the same stroke. So tell you have a Kickstarter campaign going, Eric Barnett?
Yes, yeah. While Matt's being very socially and politically and active in his community and philanthropic, I'm being entirely self-representative and selfish right now.
Well, you're loud. You got to eat.
Yeah, that is very true. I'm in the process of finishing up a full-length record I recorded. I'm playing most of the instruments. Actually, Matt wrote one song for me for this record and co-wrote one that he's singing and playing banjo and harmonica on. And currently I'm running a Kickstarter project to help fund the mastering and pressing of that record. And if anyone is interested in that, my website is ericbarnettmusic.com, B-A-R-N-E-T-T, ericbarnettmusic.com, and I have links to the Kickstarter from there.
Right on. Well, best of luck for to you. And you're going to do one that would be a part of this collection, correct?
Yeah, yeah. This song, the album's going to be called Shipwreck in a Bottle, and that's out of the first
that's
line.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
That's actually out of the first line of this tune.
Right on.
The song's for my wife.
Oh, Eric Barnett live with Wolf Cryer on Excursions.
She's a shipwreck in a bottle. She's lightning in a jar. She's pulling on the strings to this heart. She's the furnace and the fire, the shovel and the coal. She's a slow sip of whiskey to my soul. She's the lightning and the thunder, the rumble and the quake. She's moonlight's mirror image on the lake. She's the giver and the taker, the maker and the mold. She's a slow sip of whiskey to my soul. Comes on like a fever. She leaves just like a dream. She's a thread and she's the needle. She's the seam. Cut just like a razor, but I hang on every word, and every breath that I pull into my lungs, I breathe for her. She's my sail and my anchor, the sea and she's the shore. She's the part of me that I spend my life looking for. Found my needle in a haystack, and I will never let her go. She's a slow sip of whiskey to my soul. She's a slow sip of whiskey to my soul.
Eric Barnett live on Excursions, live on stage this Thursday night with a whole host of great, great singer-songwriters, performers. It's a part of the Songwriters Showcase. Shipwreck in a Bottle. It's a fine, fine collection of metaphors, the like of which any loved one would be proud to claim.
Thank you. Thank you. I was actually, I was dating my wife 5 years before I met her, and I was married to her 10 years before I wrote the first song for her. So
okay, you just said that
years.
You were dating her 5 years before you
met
her.
I meant married.
Right on, because
right.
I thought, because that's really remarkable. That
yeah,
is
well,
something.
No, it's not quite like that. It's not quite like that.
We had this,
that was a slip of the tongue.
Like a psychokinetic
sure.
thing on this morning, so I thought maybe it was something like that. So, well, congratulations.
Oh,
I'm sure
you.
She's very, very happy about that. You can find out more about Eric Barnett and his Kickstarter campaign to make a full, proper recording of that song and others. ericbarnettmusic.com, and that's Barnett spelled Barn E-T-T.
Correct.
Eric Barn, ETT Music. Because you might want to put another E on the end there. You know?
Yeah, a lot of people do that. A lot of people ask if it's Eric with a C or a K with a C.
Yeah, all right. Yep. Right. Yep. All kinds of potential to go.
Lots of ways to go wrong.
But it's straightforward. E-R-I-C, Barn, ETT.
Yes.
Music.com. So pleased you guys could come up today. Matt Bauman, and thanks for bringing Eric with you. I've been a big fan of yours as Wolf Choir for a long time, and
thanks.
I'd love to hear another one if you would.
Sure, we can do. I'll do another protest song since I'm in the mood.
Bring it.
Why not? My mom likes this song. I've been writing songs, I think, for 8 years in this capacity, and so when she heard this one, I think she liked it enough to tell me. You know,
mother approved. Right. Wolf Choir live on Excursions.
We sat huddled in our cells with the righteous ne'er-do-wells, and we echoed through the deep of the times we ran free from the shores of those great lakes to the deserts full of snakes. We rattled our unbroken chains. Shackled to the walls in the dark and crumbling halls, forgotten by the ones who traded their chains for guns, and they left to fight the wars for the ragged and the poor and the plight of unbroken chains. Now the young, they will grow in the shade of the old, and there's no one left to fight for the ones all left behind in the bind of unbroken chains. Now the poet, he's long gone. He caught the last train to Washington, and he traded in his chains for some partisan fame. And the legislative halls filled with marble, cash, and fog, and the ghosts of unbroken chains. Now the young, they will fold in the hands of the old, and there's no one left to fight for the ones all left behind in the bind of unbroken chains. Like you, and I rattle my chains too. Perhaps a passerby will look us in the eyes and see our unbroken chains. Perhaps a passerby will look us in the eyes and feel our unbroken chains.
Wolf Choir, live on Excursions. and live on stage, along with our also our guests today, Eric Barnett and Colleen Baden-Hopp, Sharon Lane, Kylene Downs, Cisco Red, Joe Rollins, Porter, and Golden Guy's Last Stand. It should be a rip-roaring good time this Thursday night at the old Yellow Cab building, the Yellow Cab Tavern there, just off of the Oregon District on 5th, where you'll find the Oregon. Just go north a block, and you'll be in the vicinity. You can probably follow the music. Gentlemen, thank you so much for playing for us today. I really, really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you very much.
And Matt, can you say I get a copy of these three
singles? Oh, yeah.
Singles?
The singles, you can get them at wolfcrier.bandcamp.com. $1 and any more goes to a great cause.
What a deal.
Please.
C-R-Y-E-R.
Yes.
Oh, right.
And why not?
Cryer. And why not? That's how you can remember it. Wolf. C-R-Y-E-R. And, of course, Eric with a C, Barn E-T-T music.
Yes.
Eric Barnett. I'll say it again. Eric with a C, B-A-R-N-E-T-T music.com. And you can find out how to pitch in for this young man's endeavor to make a proper record. Gentlemen, what a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Nikki.
Right on.